Hey guys, I'm Richard Fitzgerald. This is Dubai Works, where we interview the business leaders making a difference in this great city.
That business with scalability was very interesting to me.
I like building something that has legacy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dubai Works Business Podcast. Today we've got two very special guests, Payman Hirani and Ziad Tariq. They are both co-founders of Adasat, the region's leading platform for premium eyewear. So they've got 25 years of expertise in the optical field, and the founders launched Adasat in September 2019, so less than 2 years ago. Today, they've transformed the way consumers approach eyewear solutions with their focused approach to online shopping, offering authentic and genuine sunglasses, prescription glasses and contact lenses in the region. We're going to talk about the story of Adasat and how the two guys came together to launch it, the optical industry, e-commerce, and then the potential in the region. So welcome.
Thank you.
How you go? So this is Payman and this is Ziad.
Payman and Ziad.
Yeah,
sorry.
Payman and Ziad.
Yeah.
Cool. So thanks for coming in. And just
thank
before
you very much,
off air, you guys know each other a long time.
So Payman and I go way back. We were childhood friends.
We're in the same neighborhood, so
we were in the same neighborhood,
same school
days.
Okay, in so, Dubai.
In Dubai.
Wow. In Dubai.
So both of us are born and raised here. So
yeah.
So we grew up together, and we also decided to have a couple of ventures together, and Adasat was one of the ventures we decided.
Okay, so it's amazing to have two childhood friends to create a business together many years later. That's pretty cool. But yeah, so tell us about, so you were doing, you're kind of entrepreneurs then, I guess, if you're different. Are you more, Payman, are you more entrepreneurial or Ziad, or are you both entrepreneurial?
So we both are. Payman's got different businesses, I have different businesses aside. But the reason why we came up with Adasat was we have an optical business as well. And we were wondering, customers were coming in asking for prescription lenses that weren't always available in the shelves. And they were wondering if there was a way where they could just order them online or reserve them. And we didn't have the capabilities. So we were thinking back in 2015, we're like, let's come up with an idea that could be a solution to this problem. And we came up with a lot of research and we're like, there are companies out there, but let's see their errors first.
And then, a lot of customer behavior, we had to study a lot of data. Mm. So like what Ziad is saying, so when we came up with the idea, so we wanted like a, how do you call it, like a hypermarket of, you know, eyewear. So it would be easier. So we were studying a lot of things and research. So
okay,
it was crazy, but yeah.
So essentially, you know that, as we said at the start, you have a lot of experience in the optical industry.
True.
And then, you know, you spotted a gap, and essentially the solution is kind of an e-commerce play for eyewear.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Okay. And was that easy to get going?
No. It never is. The thing is, with retail, because my background's from retail outlet. So with retail and transforming it to an e-commerce business, there's a lot of work required. What people don't get now is they think they can just open up an e-commerce platform, they'll get orders. No, that's not how it works.
It's very hard. It is. I mean, of course, with today's different platforms, they come up and put it here and put it there, but it's not that easy.
It's very competitive.
It's very competitive.
And you need to hire the right amount of people, the right person for this, for right IT capabilities for this type of business.
You know, we see these great stories about drop shipping and Shopify and Amazon Marketplace. We go, oh, it's simple. Yeah. You just get a product and throw it up and you sell. But it's not. It never works like that.
So
how did you go about it? You know, you're both sort of, is your background also retail? Is your background optical space? So you're both experts in optical space. You know the you know what sunglasses are, what contact lenses are, whatever, and lenses.
Here, mostly Ziad is an optical.
Yeah,
because back then with that, like we used to do more to design.
Yeah,
design, and we had Christmas decorations. We did the Dubai Mall one time. So for me, it was more into design.
He His family business was into decorations, and okay. then he handled the family business.
Yeah.
I was more into the optical field.
Yeah, so okay. for me, it was always like managing and operating.
Operations.
And so, yeah. yeah.
Selling, this, retail, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So we're both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, again, yeah, so the technical part wasn't there per se, and I guess you learned a lot of it, and you, and how yeah. did you, how did you build it? Did you kind of license software? Did you build it from scratch? And where did you do it?
So we built it from scratch. We, so funny thing is, there's another guy as well who used to be with us. He was employed by us. He was the IT director of the company, and we gave him all the insights. We told him what exactly we required, and then afterwards, he came up with a solution for us, and he showed us different platforms where we could launch the website. But we, of course, we wanted to be different from the rest of the companies. So we found a gap in the market, which is, I'll ask you for instance, when you want to buy sunglasses online, I'm not sure if you do, how would you buy them?
Probably on Amazon or something, or maybe I just Google, but I haven't had much
no,
success.
No, but what actually Ziad means, like, you want to try the sunglasses.
Yeah, you can.
So
you
can. To be different, yes. So we have a box.
Okay.
So it's like a hometown thing. So it's only for Dubai.
Yeah.
So you are at your office or your home or anywhere else, you get to choose four glasses.
Ah.
And it has a mirror in it. And it's a heavy duty box because of our delivery of the heat. It doesn't spoil the glasses. So you get it, you know, driver waits, and then you get to try it on.
Ah.
So we have this kind of service, and it's free in Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exactly. Ah, okay. So
you don't need to go to the store. We
yeah,
come
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
You okay. try it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't go, you know, what people say with like 3D face mapping and a virtual and digital, not yet, but this is the first physical part.
This is the first physical part. The reason why I didn't go with the 3D mapping, we're going to bring that artificial intelligence later.
Yeah.
Once our app's going to be ready.
Yeah.
But we found a lot of errors in that. The number one error is when you're choosing a sunglass or a frame and it's mapped to your face, it might look good. So when you get it, the size does not fit you. Because that artificial intelligence there does not have the actual size of the frame fitting to your face.
Yeah.
So it's when you're online, they all fit, but yeah. in general, it doesn't, you know, it's not like that. Yeah.
Okay. So that's obviously the sunglasses part, but what about the optician part, like the eye test and all that sort of stuff? How do you digitize that?
Okay. So that's something that I don't think we can, not at this point of time. And it's something that I would actually urge everyone who wears lenses or glasses. Go to your optometrist and okay. get your eye checked.
So that clinical part still exists. It's interesting. I overheard a conversation in the office the other day, and someone went, one of the girls actually went and got a test,
yeah.
saw that their glasses were really expensive, went online with the score or whatever the number
yeah,
is,
yeah.
and bought the glasses.
Of course, when you have the prescription,
yeah.
you know, we have an optometrist, you call, and then it's, but when you have to have a checkup, you really have to go. I mean, like how Ziad was saying, it's very important.
Yeah.
This, you cannot bring it to online. Of course, I wish something would come up in the future because, you know, all these machines are huge.
Yeah.
They would come up with something portable, which is, but still it's ongoing. So it would be easier us to come to you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So you built Adasat. What does it stand for? What does it mean?
Contact lenses.
In Arabic.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So contact lenses. So you contact lenses and you do the all the prescription. You service normal glasses, sunglasses,
yes.
contact lenses.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And is that most of your business at the moment, or like when? So it launched in September 2019, yeah. and have you kind of been doing the e-commerce thing of sort of doing performance marketing, growing customers,
yeah.
getting
yes.
retention,
of course,
and some sort of maybe with contact lenses, their subscription as
yeah.
well.
So retention is key here when it comes to contact lenses, and yes, we're. We're introducing a subscription, what we call feature on our website very soon.
It's very important because like here with retention, like to have loyal customers, you know, you need to bring them back. A lot of people think, okay, we sell and then that's it. But to us, it's not the way, you know, it's very important to get them back here. Customer service comes here. So let's say when you call us or on WhatsApp or you call, the person actually knows about anything related to the eyes, like an update. Just so it's very important the person answering you knows something.
Yeah.
So the customer is happy here. So, you know, so it's not just to sell and that's it.
That's the difference with us as well.
It's very important.
Like, like you said, you probably go on Amazon or known. But then when it comes to contact lenses, these are medical products. You need to have a very knowledgeable person behind the desk talking to customers about their lenses, the material, the water that's involved, how much percentage water is involved in your lenses, the base curve of your lenses, then of course the prescription. So you need someone certified and he knows about these concerns of a customer. If she says, I've got dry eyes, what do you recommend? You won't get this service from a company that sells
every other product.
You need a very specialized website for this.
Yeah, and so for people who don't know your website, like what's different to it to a normal sort of e-commerce website where you pick out sunglasses?
So basically, we have a 4-hour delivery.
This is in Dubai.
Yeah.
So we're very fast with our deliveries.
That's good.
It's just like ordering something from a grocery store. So, and we have the home try-on service where we make you touch and feel and try on the frames before you buy them. We have a loyalty program as well where every order that you make,
Sawa points,
you get something back in return.
Good.
It's called Sawa points.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
of course, free delivery.
Yeah.
And we don't charge, of course.
Yeah. And we just partnered up with a company for sustainability. So whenever you place an order with us and you have glasses that you do not want to use anymore,
scratched,
or it's
broken,
bring it back to us. We'll recycle.
That's a good idea as well. Yeah, I mean, glasses, sunglasses, particularly in a country like this, people go through them and lose them and
so nothing goes to waste. So at the at the end,
I had a customer send me his pair of glasses that were chewed by his dog.
Oh.
He's like, can you repair them? You want to recycle them?
This is a friend of ours. Let's recycle it. So recycle, we couldn't do anything about it. So
it's good. It's good to have that chewed element. So, but so going back, if you've got an optician, then why not just have a digital shop for that store? Why create a whole new brand?
We wanted to have a different entity for that.
But what's different about it?
The difference is that if you go to the optician, there'll be a difference in prices as well because he's giving you his service. You're going to him for consultations. So, of course, the prices in the optical store has to be a bit higher than online pricing. And we have to be
competitive. Because there's more overheads and margins and stuff,
And we have to be competitive with the other optical stores as well. So there's a difference in prices. And we actually thought about that. But then we kept arguing and we were like, how can we go lower than all the other outlets? Like, it may not be fair. And plus the agencies involved, you know, the agents for the brands, they're going to come knocking at us and be like, you're selling this really cheap. Like,
How do you do that?
Yeah.
And going back to the first insight that you mentioned, that the physical store mightn't have all the lenses available.
Yes.
But how do you solve that problem in the virtual store, in the digital, in the website?
So
how do you, what's your sort of stock strategy in your last mile delivery and your warehousing and things?
So with the lenses, we stock the lenses. And especially there are some lenses that are, how do you say, astigmatism lenses.
Okay,
it takes a while. What does that mean? Can you explain?
It's a lens where you have a spherical power and cylindrical power. It's not a regular lens. I wear regular lenses. For instance, Payam does not.
Okay.
So his power also fluctuates. It goes sometimes higher, sometimes
lower. Right now I'm wearing lenses, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so these lenses really take time to order.
Okay.
So these lenses, we also stock these lenses. Of course, we've taken the advice from our optometrist and he's recommended us
that these
which lenses here in the UAE, the powers
would are used sell, more.
Okay. Are used more
okay.
often.
Okay.
So we've stocked those.
Yeah, okay.
So we have it because it takes literally 2 to 3 weeks. It can go more sometimes to order.
Yeah.
So it's not just us. It, for everyone is that.
Yeah, okay.
So it takes a long time to order. Yeah.
Okay.
So we stock those, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then, so the design of the business, do you have to, are there any synergies between the existing business in terms of delivery logistics or, you know, did you have to kind of re-engineer how you build a digital business?
No, not really. I mean, like everything was done for us by the IT guys.
So yeah.
They've created the whole backend, which is very simple. Every department knows once the order comes in, customer has been verified. Dispatch unit takes care of the product, then goes to delivery. So we've made it very simple.
And you do that yourself? You do the, have you, what sort of third parties do you use?
So we do have a third party courier company for the other Emirates. We handle Dubai.
Yeah.
We have another one.
Because it takes 24 hours to max 2 days to reach.
Okay.
24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, not international. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we've, that's good. Because there are other courier companies that would take 4 or 5 days, but we made sure that whoever we partner up with would take 24 hours. Mm. And yeah.
Okay. And there's still no fee on that.
Yeah.
And how do you do, so did you have to set up a different license and did you use a different digital free zone?
Yeah,
and how did you go about that?
Yeah. So yeah, that's another tricky part.
Yeah.
They had to learn as you went.
Yeah. So we had to like when we went to DED, we had to, we kept explaining them.
Because it wasn't a thing back then, e-commerce. Yeah. So we had to explain like, what's happening?
We kept explaining the idea and then they were like, okay, no, you need this license or you need that license.
Okay.
And then finally, because one of our friends, he also works there. And then he finally understood the whole idea and then he gave us, he told us what license to get, and you would also need an approval from the Dubai Health Authority.
Because it's medical. So.
Yeah.
The clinical aspect. Yeah.
Clinical aspect. Yeah.
So we got that done as well.
Okay, so, it's similar. If we're setting up a media business, you can get the right license, but you still need National Media Council approval.
Yeah.
You know, just so you're accredited with the, you know, that you're doing, that you're responsible to do what you're doing. So basically, and since you set it up, there's now new sort of e-commerce free zones and there's a lot more movement in that
there's
space.
An e-commerce city right now.
Like how we're talking, like, you know, every retail store wants to just open an e-commerce. It's not just like that.
Yeah.
You really have to go through the rules and regulations or DED or, DHA. A lot just open it. It's not like that. It's very important, you know?
So I'm not sure now with the whole, like you said, e-commerce city, I'm not sure what licenses do they require because we're still in mainland, right? Our license from mainland.
Mm.
And for us, we needed the DHA approval, which is also, I'm not sure if you get it in a free zone, but with e-commerce city, I think it's a totally different
It's different now.
But like even, you know, the different free zones could have e-commerce companies in them as well, depending on the category they're playing in. It might be, and if they're in this space, then they would need different approvals as well.
Yeah.
And has it been profitable? How's it gone? Yeah,
of course.
It's of course the operations guy. So, no problem. Leave that to me. So that's good though, right? Because often, like you obviously did it, the tech part smart. You didn't burn through lots of cash or whatever, and you were able to. But so if you do the tech part smart, if you know the industry, you know the stock, you can make margins, you can make profits.
Yeah, and it's very important.
To wait 50 years.
No.
We're speaking with Ziad. You know, there's a lot who come, like, put all the money, you know, like all in. You know, like they spend a lot. It's very important here, you know. That's why we're saying e-commerce is not easy, you know, like for marketing wise. You got to see what's happening and, you know, where to spend. It's not just like boom and then that's it, oh, it goes up. No, it's very important, you know.
For us, we've been fortunate enough because we knew all about the product and we knew the, like, the customer behavior, the trends of eyewear. So we knew where to focus. Yes, there will be companies as well who would want to enter this business, but if they do not have the expertise, like I said, you know, the products that you need to stock, they might stock everything.
Mm. Yeah, and that's why
not,
we say
it may not sell in this region.
You see what the demand is.
Yeah, what the demand is. Yeah, you can't just stock up because they have expiry dates.
Yeah.
So when that reaches close,
lenses,
you can't sell it. You can't take it back to the company. Yeah. No, so it's not like that. So that's why it's very important.
Yeah. Inventory management is very important. Yeah. And of your revenue at the moment, what's the breakdown between contact lenses, prescription glasses, and sunglasses?
Mostly medical lenses, I would say, the highest.
The highest. Medical lenses as in contact lenses or lenses in general?
So medical lenses and colored lenses are two different. So I would say medical lenses.
Mm. Okay, it's the highest.
And the color also moves a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
due to, you know, in Middle East, I mean, makeup is a, you know, like a going crazy. Yeah,
beauty
is so crazy, beauty is like very important. So
and people change their lenses based on their makeup.
Yeah. And we have a lot of
seems natural, but
like Arab celebrities, like we have Maya Diab and we have Haifa Wahbi. They started their own thing.
Contact lens company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have started their own contact lens company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So so it's a thing here in the GCC, let's say.
So competitors to you guys.
Yeah.
You need to get famous guys.
No,
not competitors.
They've got their own brands.
They've got their own brands.
So we we sell their brands.
We sell their brands.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You stock their brands.
You stock their brands too,
That's really smart.
So that's something that's something you won't get probably outside the GCC.
Mm.
And that's why we've been getting orders from Canada, from America, for these lenses, because you have Arabs there as well, right?
Because you know how everybody's going abroad, so
they have access to these lenses,
and now they can through your platform. That's really good. I was going to ask, that how do you source your lenses? But it's a mix. You can get it from a supplier, but you can also get it from partners and different brands labels.
We get it from the suppliers.
Yeah.
So like all these Arab celebrities who have their contact lens brands. They have given it to official suppliers here, official distributors here in the region. So we get it from the official distributors.
Okay. Okay. And during the marketing side of things, how do you go about marketing for an e-commerce company without giving away all your secrets? But what's the kind of general approach?
Social media.
Yeah.
Social media, of
different
course.
Different platforms, you know.
Yeah.
So. Of course.
Yeah. Along with social media.
Paid social, organic, performance marketing. Are you on everything? Snapchat?
On everything,
TikTok?
So Snapchat's not in our scope at the moment. But TikTok is. Yeah.
So TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all.
And Google and maybe
of course,
YouTube
Google is
there,
of course.
Things like that.
Yeah, YouTube, yeah.
And so basically 100% of your marketing budget goes online. You put videos up or content to show the product, and then you talk about offers and you talk about benefits and things like that.
Yeah,
very good, and it's working well.
It's working.
It's working well, and again, here also like to spend money on these.
Mm.
You know, it's very important where and what the trend is today. Like today, like TikTok is growing.
Yeah.
So you know, you spend here. So you have to very important to see, not just. You know, put it all on TikTok or on Instagram. It's very important. So
and you learn, you know, we do the same, like just to test, because you learn so many different things on each one.
It's changing every every day. So
the numbers are different.
Numbers are different. Yeah,
and people, and if you're early on these things, you can actually get better traction,
cheaper ads.
Yes.
Interesting. Cool. Good approach. So talking a little bit more about the wider category, and you know what. How do you see the wider category? How do you see the trends? We had one of the previous podcasts was in the space, in the optical space. It was with Hoppy, who are a direct-to-consumer. That's when I learned a digital native vertical brand, DNVB, in terms of contact lenses.
Okay.
And then, you know, we see big companies around the world. I was in New York a few years ago, and I bought a Warby Parker.
Warby Parker, yes.
Who are famous in this sort of space, right? In terms of online and offline together and customer service.
Yes.
And they're still following up with me.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice.
So, but it's impressive to see sort of different competitors, different industry. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the status quo in the optical space, other than say offline, bricks and mortar and e-commerce? How do you look at it overall?
The trends?
yeah, the industry, like, where are we going? Are we all like, you know, when I was in the UK, I worked on Specsavers, which had 700 stores in the UK.
Yeah.
That was 10, 12 years ago. Is that still the case? Or are these brands being overtaken? What's the industry like?
Of course, the e-commerce in general is increasing, but the optical industry as well. I would say they're also getting a bit bigger right now, as they're all transforming to e-commerce.
Hmm.
I'm not sure about retail outlets, if they're gonna be there in the coming few years, or they might decrease their retail outlets around the world. But in terms of eyewear, as you can see, we're still in a pandemic right now. It's still COVID.
Yeah.
And all of us have extra hours on screen time. So we're using anti-blue light blocking lenses.
Mm.
The awareness of anti-blue light blocking lenses right now is crazy.
It's going back.
All optical stores.
So I don't need glasses, but I should wear them, is what you're saying.
Yes.
The thing is, most tablets, or you can say computer phones and TV,
blue light. Like
this new generation, I mean, due to COVID, of course, a lot of people work from home. It's been used a lot, you know?
Mm.
So, and it's crazy. I mean, some devices like phones, they have protection where you can just with a click. But of course, TVs don't have them, computers. So it's very important.
What's the dangers? What's the awareness? What don't I know about blue light?
Okay, because if you spend extra hours on your screen,
every waking moment,
it will probably give you a migraine. Make you end up wearing glasses.
Why is that? Because what
it's artificial
effect?
Light.
Okay.
It's artificial light.
Okay.
And it's these rays that come in, that are in contact with your eyes, that will somehow ruin your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you need those glasses to protect them.
Because we're non-stop looking at the screen. Yeah. We don't rest, or how do you call it? You know, it's like just continue, especially on this.
Mm.
You know, we're always on the...
And you have all these big companies right now. You've got Essilor, you've got Kodak, you have Egma. These companies, they've all introduced these anti-blue light blocking lenses about a couple of years ago.
Do your lenses now, guys, have that feature?
Yeah, so we've got two options.
Yeah.
We have the regular lenses, which is quite budget-friendly.
Mm.
And then we've got the anti-blue light blocking lenses.
Mm.
The difference is, when you wear the anti-blue light blocking lenses, there's a slight yellowish tint, a very slight. You might not notice it if it's the first time you're wearing glasses, but if you're a regular user of glasses, you will notice it.
Mm.
The other lenses are really clear.
Mm.
The blue light has a slight color effect in it.
But you know, contact lenses are... I was going to say annoying, as in, you know, you have to remind to put them in, they're difficult. You know, I count it lucky that I don't have to wear them, but you're saying maybe I should think about wearing them in the future if I'm on the screen a lot.
Not contact lenses.
Not contact lenses.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actual.
Blue light blocking lenses.
What are they? But they go in the...
No, the actual, way. No, the actual frames.
They're the frames.
Yeah, okay. The frames.
So to wear glasses.
Yeah, okay. Glasses, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to skip to something on this point, which has been... in the kind of techie space in the last week or so. Mark Zuckerberg is talking about the metaverse, which is basically more virtual world stuff. And he says that by the end of this decade, basically, they're going to figure out how to put a whole computer into glasses. But that's what they haven't figured out yet. The reason why we're not headsets, the reason why we're not wearing it is because they're not cool, but glasses are cool.
Mm.
And that once they figure out, like they did with the phone, to put a computer into things, that we'll all be wearing these things.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that then I would be wearing it. So it's got more information and more addiction. But is that so that potentially could kind of marry together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Could be.
That's sort of trend.
I believe there are those Google Glasses as well.
Yeah,
now.
But Google Glasses, and then, you know, a lot of companies tried this stuff, right? Like Snap tried spectacles, and now there's a lot of VR headset stuff coming. But maybe glasses, digitized. Yeah. It's the wearable trend, isn't it? You know,
there's something new as well that's a very unique concept. Do you know about transition lenses?
Not really. Okay, no, it's, not it's at all.
These are those glasses that there are pretty clear, crystal clear
okay.
in the office. The moment you step out.
I do. I wear them
when I, sunglasses.
When I do triathlon. I have these, yeah.
Yeah, but they've introduced that in lenses, in contact lenses.
Okay.
So it's crystal clear the office,
yeah.
inside your eye. The moment you step out, it turns to another color.
Yeah.
They've Acuvue actually introduced that in contact lenses.
Okay.
So it's the only contact lens right now out there from Acuvue.
Okay.
So it's a very smart technology, and Acuvue always comes up with different technologies, you know, to enhance their contact lenses.
A lot of innovation. So Acuvue, forgive my ignorance, they're a leading provider in the optical space. Okay.
Leading contact lens brand.
Okay. And is there any other things in the industry in this region? Is there any other sort of trends? Is there more manufacturing taking place here than did in the past? Or in terms of your suppliers, are there any other things?
Manufacture here? No, they don't really manufacture here. See, most of it is manufactured in Italy.
Mm.
And now I would say a lot of the brands are manufacturing them in China as well.
Mm.
Yeah, the parts are from Italy, but they're assembled in China.
Could you imagine an opportunity for manufacturing in the region?
Great. Yeah, of course.
Because if we have the capabilities here, that would be amazing to manufacture something here.
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, again, on the industry, you know, so how do you, you do the e-commerce part. How do you see these sort of direct-to-consumer brands? Is that a competitor? Do you think, like, how do you kind of view those?
Yeah, they're always competitors.
Yeah,
like here.
But they do something different.
They do something different. We also do it a different way. We have... We have our key features, why we're different from them. But at the end of the day, the way you target the customers and get their attention, that needs to be really well done.
Mm.
So you need to have a really good marketing team to grab hold of your customers. A lot of awareness is required.
Mm. So once you have the attention of the customers, you know, is it because that you do that sort of... you do that assessment, or you give them what they need and you follow up.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, we talked about earlier of the requirement to go physically in store and to bring the glasses to the person.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of trends with sort of virtual consultations.
Yeah. Yeah. Consultations?
Yes. Yeah.
So we do that. We didn't promote that or anything, but a lot of our customers, do talk to us on WhatsApp.
Mm. They have it on the website.
So yeah.
You go on the bottom right.
Yeah.
You have one in English and one in Arabic.
Yeah.
So you have an Arabic person speaking to you, or you could choose English.
How do you service that? Do you have many teams sitting around? Do you have many people logged into business WhatsApp?
So we have we have an Arabic representative. We have an English representative. They're logged into the WhatsApp 24/7 by the way. Even while they're sleeping, it brings in the...
Oh, no, they have to wake up. Yeah, you don't have nighttime people. Yeah. That's for the 4 hours, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many staff is there overall?
We're in total, we're 20.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot. That's good to be profitable after 2 years of 20 staff. Well done.
And with the customers, like we said, we have Arabic, we have English. We also have an optometrist.
Mm.
So... in case if a customer does need consultation, we give him an appointment and we let him talk to the optometrist, which is free of charge. But as long as he wants to get an eye test, then we send him to the actual hospital.
Okay. And so what sort of things would they be asking about? You know, like all sorts of questions.
So first of all, of course, they would want to compare brands and want to check which brand would be suitable for them. Also, when they give their prescription to the optometrist, they would ask which lens would be suitable. Because when you have your prescription, if you have an astigmatism prescription or a prescription with a really high power, like
trial and tell lenses.
Yeah.
So they keep on changing and suddenly.
So you
like,
definitely need
so it's
the
very
help.
Important. It's not really need help. You can't just give any brand to that person.
Okay.
So here,
You would need the help of the optometrist.
Yeah.
Like he's changed the 4 or 5 brands over a month because he's not comfortable.
Okay.
So
you're the tester basically, you know. you must know the products really well. Like and then it is a lot to do with the brand trust and things like that.
Like the one I'm wearing now is just like since 8 o'clock and then later I can go to the gym unboxing and
now you're wearing
and you can wear the same
Clarity,
one.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's called Clarity. It's called Clarity. So it's this morning and then I go do boxing and then go home. And I can stay on the computer, watch TV, and then before I sleep I just remove it.
And whereas it with a lesser product or lesser brands, you have to change it during the day or you feel pain or whatever.
No, it's very comfortable. Right?
This one, yeah.
Yeah, the one I have.
This one, but if it's a lesser brand, what's going to happen is he might feel like there's something on his eye.
It's like an irritation. It's like, you know, you have a hair or a lash or how do you call it.
Okay.
So it won't be as comfortable as...
Yeah.
But of course, you know, like even though like when we talk about lenses, like these colorful ones, you don't wear it the whole day, you know. Like when you go to an event or you know to a party, or you remove it. You know, it's not that they're bad if it's irritating. You know, it depends on eye to eye. So it's very important. Like when Ziad says here, like we have to really speak to the person.
Okay.
Yeah, what they actually wear, and then what we can suggest.
Okay, yeah. Fine. And the brands that you've mentioned, I don't recognize them. So they're more of the medical clinical type lenses. They're not the sort of designer eyewear brands.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do designer eyewear brands also have the lenses, the prescribed lenses?
Yeah. So designer eyewear brands, those are the frames.
Yeah.
And then we have the option on the side as well. You could choose the lens you want to wear with the frame.
So you provide that as well?
Yeah, we provide that as well. Okay. And we've teamed up with all the known companies here for the lenses that fit in the frames. And it depends on the customers, what they like. Most of the customers who want to get these frames already have a prescription and already have advice from their optometrists which lenses to use. So they just let us know the brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you obviously have the lens and you put it together and you do deliver it to them and they like it.
Yeah.
They pick all four.
Yeah.
So can you just going back on the kind of industry and ecosystem, who are traditionally the dominant players in the optical space in the region?
E-commerce or
offline? Like
offline.
Who is it? Al-Mogarby? Are they
Maghrebi?
Maghrebi, yes. Yateem.
So it's two big players. And do they have full regional penetration? Are they in most countries in the Gulf?
They're in most countries in the Gulf.
Yeah, okay. And are they making moves into the digital space? Do you work with them?
At the moment, yeah, we work with them.
Yeah.
But no, they're not. They are trying to, but we'll see how.
Yeah. So they've got such a physical footprint across the region that that's doing quite well for them.
Yeah.
And then gradually...
I would say they're very comfortable or happy with their retail presence. And I think they would prefer
that. Yeah. Okay. And so I'm sure they are doing some digital stuff, but, you know, and then for the e-commerce players, for the big ones, are there any competitors in... So the optical space, or are we talking about kind of Noon and Amazon?
No.
I
wouldn't say Noon or Amazon.
Our competitors.
There are competitors. There's Iowa.com.
Yeah. They've raised some money, haven't they? I always see them in the news. So how much have they raised? Or we can check. But yeah, so they've raised a couple of million.
Yeah.
And they're basically doing what you're doing.
Yeah, so they're doing what we're doing. I think their presence is here and in Saudi Arabia as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how do you keep pace with them?
Honestly, their strategy is a bit different because they're online, but now they're focusing on offline as in retail outlets. But we were originally on offline. And now we're focusing online.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It's two different strategies and opposites.
Yeah. So, a lot of companies do that, don't they? Like having that physical presence or the touch point with the customer, even during the pandemic, is really important.
It is.
Speaking of the pandemic, how did you find it last year? You know, I shouldn't laugh, but how did you find the business
aspect of the pandemic? And
we had like, of course, to the law, we have a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah.
So our drivers have to get permit to go and deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was hard, of course, but it wasn't easy. And then, of course, sanitizing the product.
Mm.
And then, of course, we had to be the gloves and the mask and we had these awarenesses.
Yeah.
And it was very important because at the end, the product, you know, the cardboard, you can't spray right exactly at them because it's alcohol.
Mm.
So on the product. So it was very, you know, we had to take care. And we, of course, it's ongoing now. We still sanitize before we go.
Yeah.
And then we have the contactless.
We definitely introduced a contactless delivery. Yeah. Because our customers were asking about it. They were like, make sure no one hands them over. So,
yeah, so they would drop it sanitized and then stay away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They would stay away. We had a couple of, I remember, customers who were in quarantine because they were positive. So they also, for the safety of our drivers, they would say, like, give us contactless delivery.
Yeah.
And
drop it on the phone.
We had the tourists, remember, they got stuck here.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have lenses.
Ah.
So they ordered from us, they were stuck in the hotel. So we dropped them. Yeah. Yeah. They were happy.
Then we introduced, because we weren't sure how long the lockdown would go for. So we introduced a budget friendly offer for customers. 4 months supply of lenses, which was a big hit for us.
Mm.
What we also did was we introduced a lot of awareness campaigns for like stay at home and just order online.
Mm.
And it went really well. Like, honestly, we had a high number of orders during the lockdown. So we were really busy.
Okay,
and
good.
Due to COVID as well, of course, the supply and demand. So we had to stock up, like what Ziad was saying.
Logistics,
so before having to know what lenses they need, we stock up.
Yeah.
So because we couldn't get orders from abroad.
Yeah.
So it was
waiting months and things for stuff to come through.
We were waiting, but of course we had stocked up already from before.
Great.
Because we know what the customer really wants.
Yeah.
In the region, so.
So because obviously people can't go to the store as much in the middle of last year, they can now. You actually did well business wise. Yeah. And you kind of kicked on from there?
Yeah. What we also did was, which is very interesting, the malls were closed.
Yeah.
And the people were still working. Although it's a lockdown, they were working online. So there were people, there were customers who had the frames, but since they weren't using their glasses a lot, because maybe they weren't using their computer a lot, now they had to, so they wanted to replace their lenses because they were scratched and stuff. Mm. We had that service as well because we knew that the malls were closed, the optical stores were closed.
Mm.
So like,
you knew what the chance would be and the work from home sort of things.
Yeah,
and
so,
amazing consumer behavior changes. And obviously e-commerce was rising, so you're kind of well placed for that.
Yeah.
Okay, looking towards the future, but first of all, I haven't asked a personal question. You guys know each other a long time. Do you ever have arguments?
Not that I remember.
Not that much, because
you're both, we introduce you as both co-founders.
Yeah.
You don't have separate titles. There's obviously not egos here.
No egos here.
That's hard, right?
We're not really. Honestly, we're like brothers. So we grew up like.
No one together. Gets greedy. No one wants to own the whole company.
I just been like Zia sitting in the chair by the table. I sit by the window. And then just looking at the ghost, we don't have that thing. We're cool. Like we're just sitting, I don't know how you say it.
We don't really have the different roles and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice. It's refreshing to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Okay, cool. And looking at the future then, firstly, a general question. So you guys know the city, this country very well. 2021, looking at post-pandemic 2022, are you optimistic about the region? Do you think that this Middle East market will be an emerging market? Are you optimistic about the economic outlook?
Definitely, yes. I would say, doing business here would be a plus point. And as you can see, every year, UAE comes up with something new that makes it easier for businesses to start their operations here. So yes, it will be an emerging market. And it will also... Expo is also something that's going to bring a lot of new businesses here as well.
Mm, true. And great to hear. And in terms of the expansion for Adasat? Are you going into other countries in the region?
Right now, we do internationally. We're thinking of it. Of course, we have custom orders.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, we're planning to go like international.
But because you have Arabic, like in terms of logistics, do you? So some of your ads per se, do you target other Gulf countries?
Yeah.
Do you deliver there on purpose? And
What we're doing right now is first of all, like our website has shipping within the UAE at the moment, and like I mentioned, we did have customers who wanted to make orders from America, from Canada,
Bosnia, or Italy.
So we made custom orders because they contacted us through WhatsApp. Now the second phase is we're launching international shipping.
Yeah.
Within the coming months, and after international shipping is done, we will be concentrating on other Gulf countries, and our ads will also be visible there.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a global play, so whatever anyone picks it up. But in terms of branding and awareness,
Saudi is also another another country that we're looking into right now.
Okay. Yeah. And when you sort of decide to target a new market rather than the sort of organic good SEO people find you from other places, how do you go about that? Do you think you need people on the ground? Do you need different licenses?
Of course. We would need the people on the ground. We would need our office there as well.
Mm.
But we're still looking into it because honestly, UAE, especially Dubai, I think you could have your hub here and just do business.
Yeah.
That's what we're debating at right now because we find it more easier here than in opening up in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But we're still looking at the pros and cons.
Okay.
If we should or not.
But it's very easy, like how Ziad is saying, it's not just like the e-commerce in general, opening the business.
Yeah.
But like Dubai in general or UAE. They've made in such a way that a lot of people come, you know, to open up businesses here.
Yeah.
They have made it so easy. I mean, today it's gone smart, of course.
Yeah.
And I can open the license easily. I mean, they win it in a way like it's snap, you know, like open the license and start your business.
And there's a lot of paperwork, but there's also a lot of people helping. There's a lot of support.
It's very, a lot of people helping.
Definitely. It's good for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think positive note to finish on. It's an exciting story. I'm sure there'll be lots of innovation. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. And thanks for sharing the story with Adasat.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
That's it for another episode of Dubai Works. Thank you so much for listening. And please leave a review on the podcast platform that you're listening to. It really helps with organic searches. Also, if you'd like to appear on Dubai Works or know someone who has an inspiring business story in Dubai, please do get in touch on any of the smashy social platforms.